Normalcy is what many of the communities where the flood hit hardest are striving for. In Clay County, volunteer firefighters, American Red Cross workers, and more than 50 National Guard members are working to remove massive amounts of potentially harmful debris and are still delivering meals and water to homeowners impacted by the flooding. The man in charge of the whole operation in the county says he knows it floods in West Virginia, but for him, it doesn't flood in Clay County. Greg Fitzwater has lived in Clay County his entire life, all 50-plus years of it.
Probably since I've had my driver's license, I went down this road, you know, way over 500 times, you know what I'm saying? And to drive down through here and see this.
This is an area of Clay County called Procious. The community south of Clay on Route 4 was one of the hardest hit in the county by flooding last week. As Fitzwater drove along the winding road, he pointed to a double-wide trailer. Its front door once faced the roadway. Now, the front door looks south, toward Kanawha County, a 90-degree turn caused by floodwater.
The water was actually up in the road about 6 to 7 foot deep right here where we're driving right now. If you notice these trees and stuff, see how they're bent over? That means there was water up here pushing against them.
The damage in this area, the communities of Procious, Beaumont, and Camp Creek, is the reason Clay County received a disaster declaration from President Obama, Fitzwater says. Over the weekend, this lifelong resident, who is now both the county commission president and Deputy Emergency Services Director, took FEMA assessors, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, on a tour of the area. He showed them private bridges that had collapsed, cars that were lifted up by water and dropped into nearby streams, piles of drywall and flooring sitting just off the roadway outside of homes. Almost a week after the flood, he took me to see the damage, too.
This house right here on the right, it's kind of hard to see, but you kind of see a flood line on it. Kind of see it on the shutters, see where the dirt is on the shutters. That's about where the level of the water was here in this, down through here. This building here had 10 inches of mud in it. I threw all kinds of stuff away.
Dave Sizemore is a chemical operator for Dowell in South Charleston. He has a large piece of property in Camp Creek where his home, two garages, and a large garage apartment sit. Sizemore has lived on that piece of property for 40 years. About a week ago, he had two one-lane private bridges leading to his home. Now, he's just got one. When FEMA inspectors visited him over the weekend, Sizemore estimated his property was worth about $200,000. Fitzwater says it's more like $500,000. But Sizemore will have to wait until he gets a final estimate from FEMA to see what can be replaced.
It took 40 years for me to build this and 40 minutes to lose it.
As we drove by damaged homes, much like Sizemore's, Fitzwater claimed it had been more than 80 years since the county had seen a flood of this magnitude. Most of these homes, he says, were built well after that time. And he's right. The National Weather Service in Charleston measured the crest of the Elk River in Clay at just over 30 feet last Friday. The last time the river was that high was 1918, 98 years ago. Fitzwater estimates 100 homes in Clay County were totally destroyed in the flood. In 100 more, he says, homeowners lost everything. Donations have been pouring in from across the state over the past few days, including from Hampshire County. Fitzwater got a call from the county's emergency services director, Tad Malcolm, as we traveled Route 4.
All right, so you got about 100 homes destroyed.
Well, we know we got, but we got a whole bunch more that still lost everything in them. You know, we're probably
looking. Oh, yeah, I understand. We went through floods in 85 and 96, so I know what you're going through.
Yeah, so this is our first one, so we really don't know what we're doing. We're kind of in the blind, but we're surviving.
Surviving. And initially, surviving was a little tough. The Army National Guard had a support team on the ground in Clay County Friday morning and shortly after, a shipment of water. But it was Saturday before more water, food, and supplies came in from state sources. The rain came on Thursday.
I know a lot of people were out of water and resources.
Sergeant Major Darrell Sears is leading the Guard's efforts in the county. The public service district was able to quickly restore water service to the health department in Clay, where it could then be distributed to those who needed it. And one convenience store had generator power and stocked shelves. So Sears says there were some resources available.
I know that people had to buy it, but it wasn't anybody life-threatening at the current moment.
The mass need in other counties, Kanawha, Nicholas, and Greenbrier in particular, caused the delay. Today, Clay County is left in the same position as the other nine that have been declared federal disaster areas. Homeowners are still cleaning up, members of the Guard are still removing debris, and FEMA officials are still conducting home inspections. Fitzwater says it could be weeks, months even, before life returns to normal for many people in his county. Still, it's hard to grasp.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's kind of almost makes a fella speechless to look at all this.
Sears says his team of guardsmen and women will be on the ground until the job is done. Just what done looks like, though, Sears couldn't say. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Clay County.